It's Rod Thorson on 103.9 WLPO.
LA getting together with Sandra Brown from Senior Watchdog. As you get a little older, you start thinking about Social Security, Medicare, signing up for this and that. And, yeah, I just used that line from my father. He said, too soon old, too late smart. That was one of his favorite sayings. In other words, I wish I knew then what I know now. Good morning, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
One of the things that I'm sure this happens when people sign up for programs that they're entitled to, like Medicare, is if they do it wrong, to make changes or fix things. You know, you want to do it right the first time when you sign up for things. I know that. And so what do I need to do? I mean, you know, the clock's ticking. Hopefully, God willing, we'll make it to 65. Is that that's an important date? That's an important milestone?
Right, it is. And actually, it's a big deal. You know, turning 65 is definitely a big deal, and as far as the decisions that need to be made, you know, you're spot on when you said that, you know, it can make a difference what you decide now. You know, people come in here different times, they've got wrong information and or they've done the wrong thing, and then they want us to undo things for them. And depending on exactly what decision they made, there may be some decisions they made that cannot be undone. So that's why I try telling people it's a really big deal when you turn 65. You've got to know what's going on. Decisions made early on can impact you later. And there's different options depending on if you're with an employer or if you're just turning 65, not employed. So, you know, the big thing to think about that I try to tell people, you know, when you turn 65, Medicare is great insurance. It's one of the things that our government has done correctly, in my opinion. You know, it is excellent coverage. In fact, most people that come in here that are currently on work insurance, by the time we compare apples to apples, you know, whether am I to stay on my work insurance or should I come out into Medicare, and that's when, you know, we tell them, we've got like a checklist. Let's look at this and compare. 99% of the time when we compare the work insurance with Medicare, Medicare is more affordable insurance because work employers now, they're bigger deductibles, sure, higher premiums because of the cost in the world. So most people, you know, in general, come over onto Medicare at age 65, whether they're working or not. And there's some parameters you have to be careful with. So with an employer, by the way, if your employer employs more than 20 employees, then the employer is going to be primary, not Medicare. Medicare will work secondary. Now, if you're with an employer, by the way, and they have less than 20 employees, then Medicare is primary and the employer is secondary. Okay. So in other words, when you have an employer less than 20 employees, you have to go on Part A. Okay, you have to. You have to do it because Medicare is primary. You don't have to go on Part B, but you have to go on Part A, where when you're with an employer more than 20 employees, you got the option to go on Part A or Part B. You can delay. It doesn't matter. You're going to have credible coverage.
Okay.
And under 20, you're going to have credible coverage, but the employer is going to be secondary to Medicare. So there's all these things we have to keep in mind. But one thing I like to caution people, and this is where people are running into trouble, and they're coming in here, and employers aren't telling people one specific thing that I've found issues is HSA accounts, okay, health savings accounts. When you have a health savings account with an employer, when you're turning 65, you can contribute to that health savings account on up to the month you turn 65. That's fine. But after that, if you go on to either Part A or Part B, it doesn't matter. If you activate Medicare, which means going on Social Security, by the way, if you pull Social Security, that automatically enters you in Part A.
Oh, okay.
So it's hooked to Social Security as well. So if you have that, you can no longer contribute to that HSA. There's big penalties if you do. It's a big deal.
Mm.
So, and the other deal is if you work past your 65th birthday, you know, and you're not on Medicare, that's fine. You can keep contributing to that HSA up to 6 months prior. So if you're past the age of 65, you've got to stop 6 months prior to retirement.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet people.
So it gets a little sticky.
A lot of folks don't know that, and I'm not assessing any blame here on any employers, but you know, some big employers, they may be more likely to have an HR department that can help people in this transition.
Right.
But there's a lot of smaller employers where, you know, it's not their fault. They don't have an HR person that sits down and walks you through these steps, and so it pays to see Senior Watchdog and to talk about these decisions before they come up. So what do you recommend? A few months, maybe even a year or two in advance of you're thinking about 65, you're thinking about Medicare? What's an appropriate time to start thinking about this?
Okay, well, what we would tell people is probably 6 months prior,
okay?
If you come in too early, you know, if we try to run your rates, the rates aren't going to be what they may be a year from now.
Right.
6 months, you know, we've got, chances are it may not change in 6 months. It may, but at least we can give you some idea. But I would definitely say 6 months prior. And, you know, and when you're turning 65 to sign up for Medicare itself, you can sign up 3 months before.
Okay?
3 months before your birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after. Okay? That's your sign. That's 7 month enrollment period is your time to sign up for Medicare with the government. Now, when you're turning 65, it's easy to do. You can go online. You can call them. You can go into Social Security. Okay, very easy to do when you're turning 65. The deal is if you delay Medicare after age 65, you can't go online and sign up anymore. Now we've got to have two additional forms. So, and we carry the forms here, by the way. You can just come here. You have to have form. It's a CMS L-565 and a 40B. Those two forms have to go together and have to be submitted in a proper way to Medicare, to Social Security, to sign up for your Medicare so you don't get a late enrollment penalty.
Now
there's a lot going on.
There is. And here's another, just to add another layer of a lot going on, you have got a couple, and one of them works, and you know that you may be able to be on their insurance, depending on the employer. I'm sure you see a lot of that around Peoria, you know, Caterpillar, and some of these families that have been in the same employer for a long time. So you have to consider, what if, you know, you want to do that, and then what if you lose a spouse? I'm sure you have these are hard discussions to have, but they're important to have, aren't they?
Right, they are. And, you know, the other thing that comes into play, too, is when we have people come in here and say the husband's 65 and the wife is 63 and the husband wants to retire and she's on his insurance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So then you've got a problem because she's not Medicare age yet. If he retires, she's going to lose her insurance. So what's the options there?
Right.
So then we look at, okay, we've got, you know, the marketplace. We can use, we're very good at looking into alternatives. We'd like the health shares out there. Some of the health shares have played a great role in covering that bridge from, you know, age 63 to age 65. So that's a problem, too. There's so much stuff you need to think about.
Right.
And like I said, if you go ahead and retire and, oh, my goodness, I forgot about my wife. What am I going to do here? You know, definitely a lot of turns that need to be looked at, you know, before you go down that path. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, too, was open enrollment. So if you miss that, your initial enrollment, you know, the seven-month period there, the 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after, if you miss that open enrollment, you have to then wait until January. So January will be what's called the general election period, and that goes from January 1st to March 31st. And then, fortunately, they changed where now the coverage will start the month after you apply. We used to have to wait till July. So people would miss it and then, you know, okay, well, January, I'll sign up in general election, and then the coverage didn't start till July. It was a real delay in coverage. It was a real problem, but thank God that got fixed. So now we can, whenever you sign up, it will go into effect the next month, but you have to sign up in that general election period. So that's another thing to be mindful of. So even if you miss your general enrollment, there's another time you can apply. And then there's also what's called special election periods. So that's when, if you're coming off an employer group, you worked past age 65, you're coming off the employer, now you'll have a special election period to get your Medicare in place. If you lose Medicaid, if you're coming out of jail, if you're have TRICARE or a natural disaster. There's all kinds of different special election periods that we can use.
Yeah,
so if you happen to miss it.
I had my eyes open to this a couple of years ago when I sat down with you and my mother. And, you know, she signed up when she was 80. So, you know, she retired from her full-time work at the church when she was 80. And she turned to me and she said, boy, there's a lot to consider. And as complex as this can sound, I can assure you this, because I sat with Sandra and Clay and my mother went through this, you know, it's kind of like a flow chart that you walk through, the checklist, and it becomes really clear, and it becomes, I guess, you know, it kind of directs you to the right decision. Because, you know, my father, he was a Teamster for years, you know, so you have different things, like you may be covered by a union. So I really have learned a lot over the years, not just today, but over the years by talking to Senior Watchdog. And now almost a year now in your new office? How long have you been in your new office?
Yeah, almost a year. I think we moved in here June or July.
Wow.
So coming up already.
It is.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it.
Nice move.
that was the fastest year ever.
Right. 223-9394 for an appointment at Senior Watchdog. When you're considering or getting into that time frame where you're considering retirement, turning 65, and you're right, it is a big deal. You should be congratulated on a great career, and you made it to 65. Good for you.
Right, for sure.
All right, Sandra, thanks for talking today. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Red.
Sandra
Bye-bye.
Brown, a Senior Watchdog, 223-9394. If you have questions about retirement and signing up for benefits like Medicare and supplemental insurance, it's 925 1039 WLPO.
Rod will be right back on 1039 WLPO.